James, chapter 5. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be for a testimony against you, and will eat your flesh as fire. You have laid up your treasure in the last days. Look, the wages of the workers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cries out, and the cries of those who reaped have entered into the ears of Yahweh of hosts. You have lived delicately on the earth, and taken your pleasure, you have nourished your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have killed the righteous, he does not resist you. Be patient therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Look, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it, until it receives the early and latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Don't murmur, brothers, one against another, that you are not judged. Look, the judge stands before the doors. Take, brothers, for an example of suffering and of patience, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Look, we call blessed those who endured. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, how that the Lord is full of pity, and merciful. But above all things, my brothers, don't swear, neither by the heaven, nor by the earth, nor by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, that you may not fall under judgment. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, it will be forgiven him. Confess therefore your sins one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The supplication of a righteous man avails much in its working. Elijah was a man of like passions with us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. My brothers, if any among you errs from the truth, and one converts him, let him know, that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death, and will cover a multitude of sins.